Welcome to the Wine Trails Podcast from Artisan Wine Tours, Napa Valley, California.
I'm Sam Baxter, and I'm the winemaker and general manager at Terra Valentine. I have been here for about 9.5 years, since the first vintage that we crushed here at Terra Valentine in 99. I was born and raised here in St. Helena, technically a second generation winemaker. My dad has been making wine up here since 1968. The current owners of Terra Valentine are Angus and Margaret Wirtle. Angus was in the paint business for a number of years. He ran a company called Valspar. They're one of the largest paints and coatings business in North America. When he retired as CEO in 1995, he decided that he wanted to purchase a vineyard in Napa, build a house, and have a place for them to come spend some time. The property itself had been abandoned for roughly 18 years. The driveway was so overgrown, you couldn't even get a UPS truck into the winery. So the first 3 months that I started working here was spent mostly with a chainsaw. The original builder and founder of the Yverdon Vineyard was a guy named Fred Aves. He was an inventor from Los Angeles area and invented a few strange or odd automotive parts, such as the curb feeler, the chrome-plated license plate frame, and also the first adjustable side view mirror, the little joystick in the dashboard that would move your side view mirror. So he had made a considerable amount of money in the 50s, early 60s, and bought this property, which at the time was not developed at all, 75 acres up here. And he brought his own design to the property. He didn't hire out any outside contractors. They brought in a tractor, basically cut out the hillside, and started from the ground up building this castle. Rather than truck cement up the hill, he just bought an old batch plant and produced his own cement here on site. He built a rock splitter and split all the rock here on site for the building. He himself did many of the light fixtures, the wood carvings, all of the stained glass was done by Fred. This building was more than just a winery facility to him. It was a work of art. Each of the stained glass windows kind of tell their own story. The stained glass in the foyer depicts a story of Dionysus, the Greek god of wine. There's a few stained glass windows in the winery that depict different stories written in the Rubaiyat by Omar Khayyam. That particular one depicts a young man and young woman out in the wilderness talking about how splendid it is to be enjoying wine together. Well, the architecture is fairly unique. You know, you don't look at this building and think, oh, he must have been influenced by Italian castles or German castles. There is definitely a Gothic element to it, with the tower, with gargoyles, and so there definitely has that castle theme to it. But when you take into consideration some of the decorations with the stained glass, and there's also the Greek fresco in the interior that actually in ancient Greek says, "Welcome Dionysus, rest your eyes on this place." So in a way it is can be kind of regarded as a temple to Dionysus in ancient winemaking. Terra Valentine consists of two different vineyard estates up in the Spring Mountain District of Napa. We have a lower vineyard, a 35-acre vineyard property that was purchased by the Wirtle family back in 1995. In 1999, they purchased the old Yverdon property, which is about 75 acres, and over time we've planted a total of around 25 acres of vineyards up here. When Angus and Margaret decided they wanted to start producing wine from their vineyard, one of their goals was to produce an exceptional wine at a price that people could afford to drink it and enjoy the wine. The design of our production facility is centered around producing Cabernet Sauvignon, and more specifically, mountain-grown Cabernet Sauvignon. There's an abundance of tannin in mountain fruit. We don't struggle for color here as well. And so when we get the grapes into the fermentation tank, I really want to coax out just enough of the tannin and flavor to make a very rich, balanced, elegant wine and not over-extract the wine so we're getting to where we get to that astringent or excessive tannin level. The 2005 Yverdon is probably one of the most distinct wines that we've produced. The estate up here at 2,000 feet experiences a very unique climate. When the sun rises at 6 in the morning, we're at 70 degrees up here above the fog and get incredible ripening during the first two-thirds of the day. And when it cools in the afternoon, we start to cool off when the valley floor is achieving their highest temperatures of the day. And so this Yverdon really retains an amazing purity of fruit, this black fruit cassis. There's a strong, powerful flavor of anise, a black licorice character, dark chocolate, with incredible minerality and balance. And it's so powerful in the aromas that you think that the palate is going to be as powerful, and it surprises you with its elegance, its softness of the tannins and texture. We try to treat all of our guests like family. We're a very close-knit, young group of people that work here, and what we try to do with all of our guests is to give them a little taste of the passion that we have. We try to offer a very relaxed, intimate experience at Terra Valentine, where we break down a lot of the mysteries regarding wine and get people to get a taste of what our terroir is on Spring Mountain and our two estate vineyards.
Hi, this is Lynn Durling with Artisan Wine Tours, Napa Valley in Sonoma County, California. The next time you're planning a trip to the wine districts of Northern California, feel free to check out our website, artisanwinetours.com, for fabulous suggestions and feature stories on terrific places to visit. For a luxurious, personalized wine tour planned just for you, give us a call at 877-414-2021. Artisan Wine Tours, intimate wine and culinary adventures. Your path, your style.